Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When did you come home and say, I can't believe my pet did blank? What did your pet destroy? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold whose dog did some destroying and then the husband tried to cover it up.
Okay. Well, because you didn't want the dog to get, I guess we'll ask when we get to them.
We're going to chat with them in just a minute. But first, it's Jake from State Farm on what? I-5 South. Jake from State Farm, what did your pet destroy?
So I used to have, a pretty heavily partied household, and we'd barbecue and stuff like that all the time. I think there was something left in the trash the dogs wanted to get to. I came home from work and opened the door and just like smeared diarrhea defecation all over the wood floors with the sweep on the bottom of the door, because not only did they get into the trash, which was like all over the house, and in behind that we had cleaning products and like rat poison box that was peanut butter flavored, and they got into that, and I guess that really messed up their system. But we took them to the vet. They survived. But yeah, it was like defecation and destruction all over the house.
Yeah, I have a metal record that's called that, defecation. Also, I did not know that they even made flavored rat poison peanut butter.
I think that they discontinued it. It was those little green blocks that you could like put around the outside of your house, and it would attract them because it was peanut butter flavored. But I haven't seen it out in a while. But yeah, it was. This was like back in 2005 or 6.
Yeah, I'm more of a salted caramel rat poison kind of guy. Yeah, of course.
206-803-ROCK. Chrissy in Bonnie Lake. What did your pet destroy?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Chrissy?
Hey, so I went to take care of my mom in Eastern Washington, and my husband stayed home to take care of the animals. And we've got this huge king bed and a mattress, beautiful mattress. And our new Bernese Mountain Dog, Puddles, went upstairs and chewed a big hole in the middle of the mattress. Yeah, and my husband decided to cover it up, so I was gone a week, and so he restuffed it with the stuffing that she pulled out. He restuffed it, put a sheet over it, and I didn't know until I got back and decided to wash the sheets, and then discovered Doug and Puddles had covered it up.
Now, which sounds like a great name of a podcast, Doug and Puddles Show. Yes. Well, did Doug explain why he decided to cover it up? Was it like, were you at your wit's end with Puddles, or like, why did he decide to keep that from you?
Well, because he knew I was dealing with an 82-year-old who had her knee replaced, and he just didn't want to add any extra pressure.
Fair.
Or he didn't want to spend the money at the time for a new mattress.
That's probably a combo platter.
For sure. I mean, if it's a nice mattress, those things can be so spendy. And you only buy one once every however many years.
See, that because Sid gets, I think, more frustrated when the dogs have accidents in the house than I do.
Oh, sure.
And so there have been times where I've covered up for both of the dogs where I'm just like, she doesn't need to know about this. Where on the flip side, if it happens when Sid's home, She texts me. She sends me a picture of it. She tells me how sick and tired she is of these dogs. And I'm just like, yeah, we operate a little bit differently when it comes to these animals.
206-803-ROCK. It's Tony in Bremerton. What did your pet destroy, Tony?
My car, man. He when he was a baby, when he was about like one and a half, I think, closely to that age, sitting in the car for a couple minutes. I was kind of, not a couple minutes, but sitting in the car trying to train him in there. And then I come back to it, his whole entire side. And I don't know about you guys, what kind of dogs you guys got, but baby pit bulls are absolutely demons. And they stay demons for a long time, like baby T-Rexes in a way. And he shredded his whole side of the door, biting and scratching at it. And then he went to my steering wheel and did the same thing. I had to replace the steering wheel, but obviously I can't replace the door. But yeah, it was pretty nasty. Pretty bad.
Yeah, Tony, I was going to say, is that something that insurance would cover?
No, I own a vintage old 2000 car. It's a 2000 Infiniti, and I liked it. Everybody else seemed to like it, too. Everybody else was like, man, you got a pretty sick car, but my dog's going to think so.
That's crazy.
Also, did he just refer to a 2000s car as a vintage car?
Yes.
If it's older than 20, if it's 25 years or older, it's considered vintage.
The 2000s were not 20 years ago, Terry.
No, the 80s were 20 years ago, guys.
Diane and Stanaway, what did your pet destroy?
Two remote controls for a brand new TV, a Coach purse, two Apple Watch bands, two pair of UGG slippers, four other pair of slippers. And she ate the bottom of a van shoe.
I think you're making Lucy the Destroyer seem like a really good dog.
Yeah, aren't pets just a miracle?
Aren't they?
Dude, like, we have... I have to constantly tell both Sid and Tate, I'm like, when you leave the house, please put the remote control, at minimum, take it off the couch. But if you can, put it like up a little bit higher.
Yes.
I know it's bound to happen. One of these dogs, because I've had a dog that, like, for the longest time, I remember my old remote control when I lived in Linwood had bite marks in it.
Because oh, for sure.
The old Lucy, the original Lucy the Destroyer, she chewed up on the remote control. And I'm like, I do not want to deal with that.
No, it's the worst. Yeah. I mean, when you have to get a new one and then repair it with your TV, or the times that you have to get a universal remote. That's not fun either.
No. You have to figure out how to program it. It's difficult.
It's very hard.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs at a little game of trivia? This man has 375 wins. He has 129 losses and 105 ties so far this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.